Hello and welcome back to the One Thing Podcast. We know that this is a special week this week as many of us are preparing for Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving, we know, is a time of enjoying food together with family. For some people, it's traveling. For some people, they're looking forward to the shopping. But we today want to be reminded of one of the greatest things that a Christian can do. The greatest thing, which is to thank God, to be thankful in our hearts, not just for one day, but to literally live a life of thankfulness. But we can reflect on this week. We can really think about all the wonderful things that God has done. And you know, what's so incredible is that for the Christian, we thank God for the great things that he does. We thank him for, you know, when things are going well. But even more powerful is the Christian who, even in not the best of circumstance, even in some of the worst situations, that we can still look up and give God glory and praise and thank him, even for the bad things that may occur in life. This is powerful. This is powerful because God looks at one who appreciates who he is and what he does, regardless of what's happening in their lives. And so on that note, I'd like to share a scripture today. It's Psalms 22, verse 3. And I really like the King James version of this, which says, "But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel." And it's really simply saying that God inhabits the praises of his people. And a big part of praise is giving thanks to God. Think about that. You know, God is found in a place of thankfulness. When we are, you know, maybe a car accident just happened and our car is ruined. Maybe the car is not starting today. Maybe we don't know what we're going to do with all the bills. Maybe we just seem to have a flustering of mind and the darkness seems to be in our faces. You know, we can seek for the presence of God. And one of the best entrances, the greatest way that God has provided, is that we would begin to thank him, that we would begin to worship him. And we know that this scripture says that he inhabits, he dwells. In other words, he makes his presence known in a place of thankfulness. Father, I'm just thanking you. Regardless of what's happening, you're God. And I just thank you that you have called me by name. Father, yes, all is well right now. But God, I also just want to thank you for your great mercy and your great compassion. And it's in these moments, and it's with such a heart, that God can pour out his presence in our lives. We live in a culture that, you know, forgets so many times, you know, what God has done. It easily goes from one thing to the other without stopping to think about how fortunate we are to maybe have food on the table, that we can open our refrigerator and enjoy, you know, something to drink as we please, or something to eat as we want. And these small things, which are really great things, you know, are easily overlooked because we live in a culture that just goes on from one thing to the next. It's nonstop. You know, get the new shoes, get the new phone. You know, you don't have enough. But for us, we are to stop today and to think, God, I just want to thank you for everything that I have. I want to thank you and begin to walk in thankfulness as never before. Because Father, your presence is everything. And you inhabit the praises of your people. You come along those who are thankful and grateful, and you pour out your glory, your presence, so that the world would know that you are God, so that we ourselves would carry your presence wherever we go, because we know that you are with us as we are walking in thankfulness and in gratefulness. So may we be thinking all this week, as we're preparing for Thanksgiving, as we're cooking, as we're shopping, whatever it may be, may we remember that God inhabits the praises of his people.